Hey family, welcome back to Work in His Way podcast, where we talk about what it means to follow Jesus, not just on Sundays, but in our actual careers and everyday work life. And I'm your host, Frida, and today we're going to be talking about when God says wait. Waiting is one of the most difficult spiritual disciplines because it confronts our desires for control. It makes us feel vulnerable, unseen, or sometimes forgotten. Waiting on God is one of the most challenging disciplines in the life of every believer, especially when we are in a world that has a culture that values hustle, speed, and constant productivity. In the workplace, waiting can feel counterintuitive. We are taught to push forward, seize every opportunity, and make things happen. But what do we do when God says wait? Right? Yet over and over in scripture, we see that waiting is not punishment, it is preparation. When God says wait, He's not being silent, He's being sovereign. And scripture is replete with exhortations to wait on God, on the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 14 tells us, wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord. And Isaiah 40 verse 31 tells us, that they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Waiting is not passive. It is a spiritual posture, one of expectation, surrender, and deep trust in God. And in the workplace where metrics, milestones often define success, waiting becomes a bold declaration that says, I trust God's process over my own progress. When you hear nothing, trust God in the silence. There are seasons when it feels quiet. You have prayed, you have obeyed, and still nothing seems like it's physically moving. No confirmations, no open doors, no clear sign. But silence doesn't mean absence. Isaiah 64 verse 4 says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for Him. God is not inactive. He's working behind the scenes. The silence is not rejection. It is refinement. The delay is not denial. It is design. You must anchor yourself in what God already said, not what you feel in the moment. So what does it mean when God says wait, especially in your career? In the professional world, we are taught that success is tied to constant momentum, climb the ladder, get the promotion, build the brand, chase the next big thing. But God's rhythm doesn't always align with corporate timelines. When God says wait, He's not just slowing your pace, He's shifting your perspective. Waiting is not just about being stuck, it is about being stationed. It is about trusting that God's timing protects you, prepares you, and positions you even when you don't see physical movement. And Isaiah 30 verse 18 says, therefore the Lord waits expectantly to be gracious to you. Blessed are all those who wait for Him, who expect and look and long for Him. So when the job offer doesn't come, when the promotion doesn't come, when you're overlooked, when you're qualified but you're still unseen, know this, that you are not behind, you're being hidden on purpose. So why does God make us wait? Number one is to prepare us for the assignment. Sometimes the delay is about development. Just like Joseph had to endure prison before the palace, which we can find in Genesis 37 to 41, where God is refining your character, enlarging your capacity, or testing your faith before that promotion. So in those moments, I want you to think about these questions. Are you stewarding your current responsibilities with excellence? Is God shaping your integrity, patience, or humility? Can you be trusted with what you're asking for? God prepares people before He promotes them. And number two is to align circumstances and people. Your next opportunity, client, or promotion might not be ready yet, or God is orchestrating things behind the scenes. Just because you're ready doesn't mean the situation is. Think of David. He was anointed king as a young man, but he didn't assume the throne until much later. God had to align people, remove Saul, and shaping is just leadership climate. In the same way, your workplace transition, promotion, or new venture may be waiting on divine alignment. And number three is to review our motives and strengthen our faith. Waiting exposes what we truly believe about God. Are we following God for blessings or because we trust His character? Are we pursuing success for significance or because we are called to glorify God? Faith is often refined in silence when there is no email, no green light, no confirmation. Will you still believe? So what is God developing in you during those times? The delay is not a wasted time. It is God's workshop. He's forming the leader in you, the vessel, the steward that He can trust with more. So I want you to ask yourself, can I still be faithful without a title? Can I steward excellence when no one is watching, when nobody is giving me an applause, when no one is patting me in the back? Can I still submit to God's timing without rushing or going ahead of Him? Romans 8 verse 25 says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. So God might be delaying the next door because He's still preparing your character to handle it. And let's be honest, some of us want the platform, but we don't want the pruning. We want the influence, but not the internal transformation. But what God builds in secret is what will sustain you in public. And Joseph had dreams at 17, but didn't step into purpose until 30. And in between was serving, silence, setback, accusation, all of which shaped his character for impact. So while you wait on the promise, God is working on you as the person. He's not just preparing the blessing, He's preparing you. So just like Joseph waited 13 years and God built a leadership character and humility in him, and also David was anointed king but was sent back to the field, and God was shaping a heart after His own. And Jesus, who waited 30 years for 3 years of public ministry, and in that time, God built His endurance and obedience. And Romans 5 verse 3 to 4 says, suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. So in the silence, God is shaping your discernment. In the delays, He's stretching your faith, your trust in Him. And the setbacks, He's strengthening your spirit, man. And waiting is not a waste of time. It is a deep work inside of you, inside of your soul. So how do you trust God in the silence when nothing seems to be moving? Because sometimes God places you in a job, in a city, or a season that feels like a pause, and you're doing your best, showing up with integrity, but there's no promotion, there's no recognition, there's no sign, there's no door. And this is where many believers begin to doubt that, did I miss God? Did I disobey somewhere? Why is nothing happening? Has God forgotten about me? But let's be clear, God's silence is not His absence, and His delays are not His denial. He speaks loudest in the stillness. Psalm 62 verse 5 says, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. When God doesn't give you direction, do not manufacture your own. He often teaches you to walk by faith and not by updates. In the workplace, this might look like showing up fully where you are, even when it's not your dream job or your dream role, serving a company faithfully, even when the culture does not reflect God's values, and refusing to compromise while others are promoted for it. So what do you do? How do you trust God in the silence? Number one is to worship while you wait. There's a thing about worship that just keeps your heart aligned and anchored to God and trusting in His sovereignty, because in the godly delay, your greatest weapon is not hustle, it is worship. You can't worship God for being sovereign and also complain when He doesn't move on your timeline. Worship while you wait declares that God, even if nothing changes, you are still worthy. I trust in you more than my resume, my network, or my LinkedIn, right? Habakkuk 3 verse 17 verse to 18, this scripture really touched my heart. It says, though the fig tree does not blossom, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. That is so deep, because when you choose to worship instead of worry, you shift from anxiety to alignment. There's a way that worshiping God aligns you to the Father. And you can try this in your workplace by starting your morning with worship and thanksgiving to God instead of quickly rushing to see emails. Keep scripture cards close to you that can encourage you throughout your day, and praise God for what is coming and not just what you see, because we know that the enemy loves to whisper and plant seed of doubt in our waiting seasons. He likes to say, oh, you missed it, oh, God has forgotten about you, it's never going to happen, you don't deserve it, yada 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 yada. But your greatest weapon in the waiting room is worship, because worship breaks anxiety. Worship silences the lies of the enemy. Worship makes your waiting an altar and not just a place of prison or, you know, anxiety and fear. And Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Worship helps you with strength and not just survival, not just trying to get by. You know, it shifts your posture from God. When will you move to God? I will praise you even here, even in the waiting. Number two is waiting well. We need to live fully in the in-between. Waiting well doesn't mean you're sitting idle. It means you're staying ready. It means you're obeying the last instruction God gave you. Being excellent where you are, not just where you want to be. Being a good steward of what God has given you in that season, and using that season to grow in stewardship, in skill, and in spirit. Galatians 3:6 verse 9 says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So in the workplace, keep submitting that application in faith and not frustration in thanksgiving. Keep building that business plan even if the funding hasn't come yet. Keep serving with excellence even if you're being overlooked. Because when the time is right, when God says it is time, when the on time God comes, the door will not just open, it will fling wide and no man can shut it. Right? And number three is staying faithful in the in-between. Waiting well doesn't mean doing nothing. It means doing what God last told you to do. What is God telling you to do right now? Staying in position, staying in obedience, staying in prayer, staying in the word, right? Though it might tarry, but it's gonna come to pass. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, do not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. So the moment you want to quit may be the moment right before the breakthrough. So how to wait well in the workplace? Number one is, do not confuse delay with denial. Waiting does not mean God has said no. It just means God might just be saying not yet. Stay obedient, stay excellent, stay still, continue showing up, not just for your task, but as a representative of Christ. And number two is, keep working while you wait. Waiting on God does not mean inactivity. Think of the disciples when Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit in Acts 1 verse 4. They didn't sit idly. They gathered, they prayed, they fasted, they positioned themselves. So in your workplace, use the waiting season to deepen your skills, your knowledge, serve others faithfully, strengthen your spiritual disciplines by praying, by fasting, by reading, right? We're listening to sermons that uplift you, that build up your faith, because waiting seasons are often growth seasons in disguise. And number three is, be spiritually discerning. Not every closed door is the devil. Some are divinely orchestrated by God as a divine protection, because not every opportunity is from God. Some are distractions, they are counterfeit doors. So waiting positions you to discern between the two. You're able to ask, is this God's will or just a good idea? Does this align with God's word? Does this promote peace or pressure? And number four is, surround yourself with godly counsel, because during extended periods of waiting, discouragement will set in. Okay, but community helps you to stay grounded. There is power in community. Let mentors, spiritual leaders, trusted believers, and friends, family remind you of what God has spoken. Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron. And Lamentation 3 verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. So those who wait on God never lose time. They gain his time. right? He redeems seasons, he multiplies impact, and elevates in ways that human effort could never. It'll be so obvious that God's hand is written all over the story. So that job, that contract, that opportunity you're waiting on, if God is in it, it will come in his perfect timing, and it will come with peace. So I want to share some biblical examples to encourage us in faith of people who waited on God. Number one, of our father in faith, Abraham, right? Abraham and Sarah, they waited 25 years for a promised child. God promised Abraham for he would be a father of many nations, yet he and Sarah waited decades before they got Isaac. And in their waiting, they experienced doubt, and they tried to help God, where we had the situation of Hagar and Ishmael, right? And they face societal shame. And the way you can apply this in your workplace is you may receive a promise or a vision for your career, business, and you're still faced with delays. Just like Abraham, do not take shortcuts that leads to complication. Trust God's process over your own plan. Number two, Joseph. Joseph waited approximately 13 years before he had a dream of leadership, but he was betrayed by his own brothers. He was sold into slavery. He was in prison before becoming secondhand in command in Egypt. But during all those years, his character was forged in the pit in the prison before the palace. So at work, you might be overlooked, underused, overused, mistreated at work. But like Joseph, remain faithful, because your preparation is in hidden places, which will eventually lead to promotion in high places. And number three is Moses. 40 years in the desert before leading Israel. Because Moses, after fleeing Egypt, he spent decades in the Midian tending to sheep. And it wasn't until he was 80 that God called him back to lead the people of Israelites out of Egypt. So God's calling doesn't expire with age or delay. Sometimes your current mundane role is training for future leadership. Don't despise the desert seasons. It is where leaders are developed. Number four is Hannah. Although we don't know how many years Hannah waited for a child, well, Hannah longed for a child, and she endured years of unanswered prayers and ridicule. And she poured out her soul to God and vowed to dedicate her child to him. And God gave her Samuel, who became a prophet, because God was literally waiting for a divine alignment between Hannah and him, so that he can make sure his divine purpose comes to pass. And God needed a prophet, and he brought that prophet through Hannah. So when your desires for advancement, opportunity, or breakthrough go unmet, do not grow bitter, but go deep in prayer and make sure your muscles are aligned. Because just like Anna's breakthrough came after intimacy with God, not effort alone. And number five is David. David waited around 15 years from anointing to kingship in 1 Samuel 16 to about 2 Samuel 5. And David was anointed as a young boy, but spent years running from Saul, hiding in caves. His character was even forged in the cave of Adullam, and he served in obscurity, right? Even when he had opportunities to force his way to the throne, to even kill Saul, he refused to act outside of God's timing. So just because you're called does not mean you are crowned yet. So learn from David to honor authority, avoid self-promotion, and let God elevate you when he's ready. And lastly is Jesus. Jesus had 30 years before he started public ministry. The Son of God. He waited in silence. He worked as a carpenter before stepping into his divine assignment. Even though he was fully God, he submitted to God's timing and growth. So even Jesus didn't rush his assignment. Preparation seasons matter. Waiting allows you to develop spiritual maturity, power, emotional stability, faith, and professional integrity. Divine Delays are divine training grounds. Sometimes God says yes, sometimes he says no, but many times he says wait, be still. Not to punish you, but to protect what he's building and to purify what's in your heart. So if you're in a waiting season, take this as a promise. Lamentations 3 verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. So you're not behind, you're not forgotten by God. You're being held and formed in the silence, in the divine delay, in sacred stillness. And when God's time is right, no man, no system, no devil in hell can stop what God wants to release. So to every believer in the workplace, do not confuse stillness with stagnation. Don't confuse obscurity with insignificance. Because when God tells you to wait, it's because he sees what you cannot see. You're not behind, you're being built. So work while you wait, worship while you wait, and trust that the one who authored your path will complete it in due season. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21 says, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. God is not trusting your process. God is not rushing your process, sorry. He's developing weight, wisdom, and worship in you. If you're in your waiting season, it's not a pause, it's positioning. You're not stuck, you're being sanctified. You're not unseen, you're being sharpened. The question isn't when will it happen. The real question is, who will I become while I wait? So, if you keep waiting in worship, you will emerge into somebody that is ready, unshaken, and full of the Spirit. Because those who wait on the Lord never wait in vain. So before we go, I just want us to pray this prayer. Father, help me to trust in you in the silence. Teach me how to wait with worship and not worry. Develop what you need in me so I can carry what you've called me to do. I submit and I surrender myself to your pruning process. I lay down my timeline and I take up your trust. Even in the unknown, I believe that you are still good no matter my circumstance. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining me for episode 16 of Working His Way podcast. If this stirs something in you, share with a friend, a coworker who needs to hear this. And don't forget to connect with us on Instagram and TikTok at Working His Way for more encouragement throughout your week. Until next time, keep honoring God, keep seeking His voice, and keep working His way. Bye.